The French Broad River looks more like café con leche than water in summer's final days, almost the hue of the chocolate river in Willy Wonka's factory.
So what we're seeing is the French Broad's really dirty, and it's getting dirtier.
That's Anna Alsobrook, the watershed outreach coordinator for the French Broad Riverkeeper program at Mountain True. She says there's a few reasons for the filth, and it mostly has to do with heavier rainfall.
You know, we're seeing more often stormwaters bringing in animal waste from agriculture. It's also kind of overtaxing our stormwater and our sewer infrastructure. So sewer infrastructure in weak places is leaking.
To put it bluntly, the French Broad River watershed is increasingly becoming the region's unflushed toilet bowl. The Riverkeeper frequently monitors levels of E. coli, the bacteria found in human and animal waste, and last year it found half the sites tested failed to meet the Environmental Protection Agency's levels considered for safe recreation. This year, the results are even worse, with 69% of the sites failing. But Mountain True wants to shift the current. It's advocating Asheville City Council to create a stormwater task force that would meet standards laid out by the Clean Water Act, making the river safer for swimming and fishing. Among several tasks outlined is making improvements to the city's failing sewer infrastructure, where there's runoff seeping into the river.
It's come a long way since the Clean Water Act, but people still tend to poo-poo on it, for lack of a better term. But it has a long way to go. It's still not meeting the needs of the Clean Water Act on a regular basis.
The Riverkeeper himself is gathering petitions from the public that he hopes will convince City Council to make river cleanup a priority. Hartwell Carson says he's gathered nearly 800 petitions so far. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.